Welcome to another episode of Fuse News. Today we're going to talk about transitioning from primary to secondary school and the experience that people have had in both. We have some of our members joining us in for tonight's episode. We have Ainsley, Madison and Cody.
So, some of us are still in high school.
And some of us are old.
Maybe not old, I don't think we're that old. Leavers were just recently left.
I seriously can't get
over that. So, I'm going to start off. What was your favourite part of high school for you so far? What do you like about school?
I literally like my classes.
Yeah?
What classes do you do?
Well, I'll just say my favourite. My favourite's mostly English.
Oh, right. Nice. What about yours? What do you like about school?
I like about school. But every last day we get to do no work, which I sadly missed.
Oh,
because
sure
I wasn't
have
in
it next
school
year.
Today.
Alright. What about you, Madison?
I like music.
Music?
Very cool.
What do you like about music, Madison?
You get to play music instrument.
Keegan, what was your favourite thing about high school?
That.
My drama teacher, because she was really like chill and everything. Mm-hmm. Like she was someone that you could talk to, you could relate to.
Yeah.
And it's not like she didn't take her job seriously. She did. It was just like she also saw things from our perspective as well, rather than just a teacher's perspective. And she's been my favourite since she joined the school, which was when I was in S4. Oh my god.
Did you get to pick your subjects?
In S2, we got to pick our subjects for S3 and then ongoing. So I picked drama straight away because I've always loved acting and everything. So,
in our school, basically, when we're fourth year, we get to pick our subjects.
Very cool.
Do you have any idea what subjects you are going to pick?
Well, I will pick straight away.
What?
My favourite subject of all time.
What's your favourite subject of all time?
ICT.
Oh, right, nice. What do you like about it?
See, our teacher, Mr. Marks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gives us free time.
Oh, nice.
I love that in computing. Like, we would get, like, my teacher, Miss Green, she would give us, like, a last 10, 15 minutes to just, like, go on for just play games or whatever, and I absolutely loved it.
And you know what I did when I was in ICT? See you on Scratch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was playing The Lion King, the game, Part 1.
Ooh,
I couldn't get past getting chased by the hyenas.
Oh, right.
Which was a bit sad.
I don't think I ever got free time at the end of
no.
Yeah, I never got it.
No.
I didn't get it to.
That would have been fun.
Madison.
I would have wasted.
Loads. See, when you ever had ICT, did you ever get free time?
Yeah.
Same.
We're going back to Keegan, see my drama teacher. She was like, sports day yesterday. Obviously, my drama teacher, so I had to do some and a half laps. And then my drama teacher started trying to cheer me on.
That's good. No, I think that was probably one of my favourite parts about last year was like my drama class, my drama teacher and that.
Drama teachers are just cool.
Yeah, they are. I think that seems
pretty
good. Yeah,
some of them are really enthusiastic.
Yeah, very enthusiastic. So, what's something you don't like about school?
As I say, the subjects I hate is maths and music. I just don't understand music.
Oh my goodness, were you like the only reason how I hate French? Because we had a cover teacher. I only hate French where we get a cover teacher, for example, Mr. Ayad.
Oh, right. So, is that the only language you do in school, or do you do more than that? Is it just French?
That's all, just the
that's
beautiful
all.
Language of French.
Because I know that... So you spend the first 2 years. Well, it started changing just when I was in second year, but for the first 2 years, if I'm remembering correct, it's Spanish and French.
Yeah, it's an essential thing.
Yeah, but in second year you get Spanish as a free thing, like, and one French.
I think so.
Yeah.
For me, it was the other way around.
Or mostly French?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, we've done mostly Spanish. Yeah,
in third year you pick your science and your language.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you guys have, because I know there was, I definitely noticed a difference between primary school and secondary school, but different events you would have. I know there was quite a few like non-uniform days you'd do in primary.
Yeah,
but
you never hear
that now. Yeah, and the school I went to there was none.
See, in my primary school,
mm-hmm.
we used to have pyjama day.
Ooh.
And I loved pyjama day because we got to go to school in our jammies.
Very nice.
The only thing that I think we've done, but we never got dressed, is World Book Day.
Mm-hmm.
But all we could do is take a book in.
Yeah.
Talk about it. That was it.
Was that in primary or secondary, Cody?
It was also secondary.
Oh, you done it in both?
Yeah.
Thanks.
But I think, well, the difference that I've noticed with World Book Day from primary and secondary is that we used to get to dress up as the characters mm-hmm. in primary. How was sports day? How was sports day for you in secondary? Because it was...
Okay.
yeah, I think that's a good way to summarise it.
Never had it before
never
in my
had
life.
I have cramp in my leg for yesterday.
I absolutely hated getting soaked in sports day in primary school.
Guess how many meals I had to run yesterday?
How many?
1,400.
Nice. I don't think my secondary school had sports day, to be honest. I think it was
just
a primary thing for me.
I remember doing it once in... I think it was like the 200 metre sprint, or like the 100 metre sprint even.
Yeah, it was 100, 200, 400, 600, 800, and then
1,200. I couldn't. How did you find, like, so obviously it was a lot more recently for you than it was us, but how did you find that transition from primary school to secondary school?
Good.
Good?
Banger, actually!
I need to get milk.
What made it so good?
You wouldn't believe it. When we left, I think, before we left, I think my class assistant gave me something and it had something to do with stitching it.
Oh, very nice.
You know what I wrote?
What?
What it had?
What?
I love you as much as Lilo loves Stitch.
Oh, that's so sweet. How did yours two find, like, the move from primary school to secondary school? I know for me personally, I wasn't expecting the size difference.
Yeah.
Because I went from a school that was a one floor, like, one story.
Yeah.
Never had any stairs or anything. A one story school to, like, a four
story yeah.
school. So that was a bit of a difference.
Interesting.
Cody, how did you find like transitioning from primary to secondary?
I just never liked it. So basically, I lost my guidance a few times going up to music. Obviously, you know because you went in.
Yeah.
Because I keep getting the corridors confused with art and music.
Yeah, it is really confusing. I remember even like 5 months in to first year, I still didn't know.
Because it's a two-way distance.
Yep. It's a lot of the corridors, like, especially in school, we went to so confusing because they all look identical in some different subjects. Some classrooms for different subjects are in completely different departments.
Yeah.
So then you're looking for like
you
half an hour.
High school's better than primary school anyway.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Do you agree or do you find primary better?
Well, it was okay. I was still in the low group.
How did you find primary school, Watson? Did you prefer it more than secondary school or?
Or did you prefer high school better than primary school?
High school better than primary school.
Yeah?
Oh, you agree with me then? I hate primary school.
What makes a high school better than primary school then? For yours?
Oh, see the ICT room in my primary school?
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely looks so boring. then see the one and the school we already go to.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, you wouldn't believe how many computers there are in that one room.
There's a lot.
A Absolutely. And also, like, I think it was up to 10 computers. Wow. Did you not know that?
I think
I was on computer 7 or something. Wait, I think I was on computer 8.
Cody, what makes you prefer primary to secondary?
I just like my teacher a lot better.
Yeah.
I only had except one teacher.
Yeah.
That says they were going to come back and visit me, and that was a total lie.
So, what kind of, I know you mentioned this briefly, Ainsley, but what kind of school trips have you been on? If you got
any secondary, primary.
Secondary. So, what different school trips either you've been on or that the school does, and if you've been on any, what's been like your favourite in that?
Oh, my favourite trip has actually got to be M&D's.
M&D's?
Wow. Do you know how?
How?
Me and my class went with Mr. Doherty.
Right.
You know what we went on?
What'd you go on?
The, see how the ride where the thingies go forward and then back away?
Oh, yeah.
Like the car thingies.
Mm-hmm.
I was pure screaming, man. And see on the swings?
Mm-hmm.
I was on with one friend of mine that came to M&D's. And want to know something?
What?
He was in my school as well. And want to know what we did?
What did you do?
Both of us on the swing together.
What about you, Cody? What kind of trips have you been on? Or what
I've been on M1, and it's obviously been Tintle Hill.
Oh,
and
right.
I'll say the ones that they do is Tintle Hill, I think it's roller skiing.
Oh, very cool.
M&D's, and obviously football matches.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I've got to say the school went to Blackpool that last year.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, I remember, this was a couple years ago now, I went to Blackpool with the school. As someone who hates roller coasters, I just spent the whole time walking about. So I sat on a bus for like 4 hours just to go there and stand in the sun. I got a KFC, which was good. And then just after a few hours, back on the bus.
Yeah, because it was like 6 a.m, you had to be there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously it took you like 3 hours now to get there.
Basically, yeah.
And then obviously you'd have till 8:30. Remember I was saying that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think we had that long. I think we were back home for about 7.
Yeah, really? Well, if I went there, would you have allowed out till 8:30 or 9:30?
Wow. That seems like it's improved quite a bit.
I think my favourite school trip was always the Science Centre. I absolutely loved it.
I don't think we went.
No.
I think we went once in secondary. I remember a teacher. We were in like the...
Yeah, is it like the place in Edinburgh?
I don't know. I don't know where the Science Centre is. I think that's Dynamic Earth.
Yeah, Dynamic Earth trip.
I
went there in primary.
I think the Science Centre is like just outside of Glasgow, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I remember once when I went to the Science Centre in secondary, we were in like the dome that you can see all the stars in that, and it's like you're there. Obviously, our teacher was either very relaxed or not enjoying yourself at all. And ended up falling asleep, and I was sitting in the chair next to him, and I had to like huddle up next to my best friend because I had his legs pure spread out, and one of his legs touched me, and I was like, "Oh, thank you." So I was pure huddled up next to my friend's chair.
The chair was back, and
yep, that's
I went
the one.
That permanent, and I was terrified because the chairs were moving.
I think it's so cool.
I was terrified, started crying.
I can see how it would be quite scary. Obviously, we are basically finishing up. By the time that we're recording this, schools are just finishing up. Have you got any advice that you would give to people that are going into secondary school?
It's scary at first.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt that. Funny thing, you might lose your guidance out, well, but
yeah,
half of the thing, because it always happens, but I'd go to your pupil support, or I don't know what it is, in another school.
Mm-hmm.
Or your guidance counsellor.
Yeah.
They'll tell you where to go, and then they'll get you another person. But it'll be tricky at first, but then after a few months, you'll start getting in it.
Yep. Keegan, what kind of advice would you give?
A lot of advice that I should have followed. Probably just to stick with the people that you know, because obviously, like, in secondary school, like, everybody, like, turns into different people and everything like that. But don't break the relationships that you already have. Because like you want to be popular or anything like that. Stick with the people that you know.
yeah.
and the people that you love.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'd say before you choose a subject, make sure you know you like it.
Yeah, that's what I've done with modern studies and history.
Yeah, I chose physics. This is for a bit later on once you've been at school for a bit and you're choosing subjects.
Physics, it'd be maths.
I chose physics, not realising that I don't know maths. And physics is a lot of maths. But yeah, just secondary school or high school, depending on what you call it, where you stay. But it's very intimidating and it can be really stressful. But I think just power through and you'll be fine. We came out the other end alive somehow. I'm sure yours too will as well. Yours will be fine. And anyone who's listening, I'm sure you'll do completely fine. And worst comes to worst, if school isn't for you, you don't need to stay there the full 6 years. I know that's probably not like a good thing that would be like highly looked upon to encourage, but there's always other options.
Yeah.
If you're a kind of person that just wants to go straight into work, that's always an option.
I we've been seen fourth year, right? And you know, but those people from America not even understanding us.
I know we've. I think, I think that's quite weird. Different. So
I think in America that would be like grade 7 or grade 8.
Something I don't even know. It's even different in England as well.
Yeah, that's years.
Yeah, this is all from a very Scottish perspective, clearly. Talking about like SQA and that, that's very, very Scottish, this episode.
You'll be able to find descriptions anyways.
Yeah, so basic translation lesson we'll have here. So secondary school is just high school.
Yeah.
First year, well I think the years are quite equivalent. Yes, they're the amount of time you're in school.
Yeah, it's year 7 in grade 6.
Yep.
You just worked that out?
No, I've not
worked that. You just know that?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Because it comes from so that.
Do you think you will stay on for the full time at school?
Well, I don't know. Depends. It's like I still need to do my exam a bit early anyways.
Yeah.
So I might go on forward so I know better if I was doing it so.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you think you'll stay on the full time?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were briefly talking about like your favourite subjects and that. We kind of touched a little bit on like your least favourite subjects, but what is the subject that you just cannot, like physics for me, I just cannot do it, refuse to do it again. What's that kind of subject music. For you? Music. Why?
Because I don't understand the chords and all that.
Oh, right.
Like, see if someone said like string, like I don't know how to say it. It's the
like percussion.
Yeah, I was like, what? I wouldn't understand how to play in like a band or a chord. Mm-hmm. Maybe a drums because that's a bit simpler.
Yeah.
But
what about you, Madison? What's your least favourite subject?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's okay. Keegan, what was your least favourite?
See, I picked it because I really liked the subject, but I was horrible at the exams. History.
Oh, right.
I loved learning about it. And I, like the teacher was great and everything, it was really cool. But when it came to the exams, it was so difficult. I failed it straight away and I had to do Nat 4. So, probably history, yeah.
History.
What's yours?
And my least favourite is physics.
Yeah,
the teacher was amazing. The subject was interesting when it wasn't maths. But any time there was maths, and it was just so much more difficult than maths in school, like in the actual subject maths. Mm. I couldn't grasp it. I really tried, but it was, no, just not good. But I done it because we used to have it, it's not a thing anymore. They stopped it after my year and I think, I might know why, but we had this thing called 2 year higher. So you went straight from third year into doing your hires. So you've done it for 2 years. They got rid of it because I think they realised that maybe it wasn't the best for everyone. Me being a great example of that. But yeah, that was a thing where it was like third year straight into higher. So I was going from National 3, National 4 level maths and or like physics even, right into higher. And it's very different. Physics in third year is just like, oh, nice, learn about like space and do different experiments and that. And then I was like, okay, that's great. I love learning about space and that. I'll choose that. I walk into fourth year doing it at higher, and it was just maths. Nothing but maths. And I was like, well, a mistake has been made. Thank you, Ainsley, Madison and Cody, for coming in and talking about that. And thank you to everyone who's listened to this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And make sure to tune in next week for another episode of Fuse News. Bye.